if you aim for me, you better kill me. Because if you wound me, I will come up and I will bury you. End of story.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina.
Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. So today I felt like it was really important to talk about the topic of fear of being seen. This is something that is near and dear to my heart and something that I really feel like a lot of people have struggled with, they do struggle with. And if you are someone that considers yourself to be a solopreneur or an entrepreneur, I'm sure that having a fear of being seen can be one of the things that you deal with alongside imposter syndrome. I mean, they're practically cousins. And essentially, fear of being seen can stop you from showing up and growing your business. And the reason that this is such an important thing to talk about is because I have gone through this myself. I've been on YouTube now for about 4.5 years. And I've had this podcast for, I believe, just under 3 years or so. Not exactly sure how long, but it was a lot easier for me to show up in the space of podcasting for the longest time because of just the spiritual warfare that I was going through on YouTube, like in the space of YouTube. And it was so debilitating to where I just really did not want to show up in that medium. And something about podcasting felt so comfortable for me because before I even started doing video, well before I started doing video, I always felt like it was so much more easier for me to be vulnerable and transparent within this medium because of the fact that I wasn't on video and it just didn't matter how I looked. I didn't have to do my makeup or anything. I was just me. And again, I've gone through so much in being on this platform, as I'm sure many of you, no matter what space that you're in, have experienced a fear of being seen. Because when you are gripped by this fear, you know, it stems from not wanting to be disliked, not wanting to be rejected or even failing. And like Will Smith has said, you know, you fail forward. All right. Now, number one thing that it's going to impact is it's going to limit your impact. And, you know, you can be the most amazing person, you know, the most beautiful person. Like if you cannot share what it is that you are doing, if you can't share your gifts with the world, whatever God has put in your life, your purpose, then what is the point? And when I was going through my fear of being seen, which is cousins with, you know, imposter syndrome, for me, it stemmed from trauma. It stemmed from, oh my gosh, what are, you know, people going to be saying about me? Like I just had so much fear around wanting to show up on YouTube because of all of the things that I was experiencing, you know, being like harassed and like all of these different things that I went through in complete silence. And it just was like too much. I didn't realize until way after, like in the last year of it, that it was definitely spiritual warfare that I was experiencing. Everything is spiritual. Things in the spirit realm are more real than our physical reality, okay? And having a fear of being seen, it is quite common in introverts. It's clear. It's quite common in highly sensitive people. Okay, as well as empaths. And for me, I'm also an empath myself. So there's a bigger conflict here, right? Where if you are someone that I would consider like a passion fuel, what kind of entrepreneur isn't passion fueled? Okay, really? Like, but if you're just heart centered, okay, and you have so much to offer, yeah, you're gonna experience at some time or another being paralyzed with fear of putting yourself out there, right? And for introverts, you're going to be nervous to put yourself out there because of not being comfortable in showing up in certain, you know, spaces like traditional networking. You're going to have to put yourself out there. You know, like that could even look as simple as going to a restaurant and speaking to the waiter and like saying, hey, like, you know, like let's say the waiter and you were getting along. I actually just experienced this. And they're like, hey, so like, what do you do? They're getting to know you. If you stay mute and you don't say anything, now you don't know this guy's name. You don't know. You want to make friends with people. You want to network. You never know. So you have a job. You work at a restaurant yourself, let's say. So it's like, oh, like, you know, stop by anytime you want. Like, I'll get you, like, you know, I'll handle anything for you. Like, if you want, like, you know, desserts on me, da, 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 da. And then the manager tells you, oh, okay, well, you know, anytime you want to come here, like, let me know. I'll get you a seat, you know, whenever it's busy time, like whatever. You guys understand what I'm saying. You would not know, hey, this is a connection I made. Now I know anytime it's prime time here, I can just shoot this guy over a text. Now I can come in and I know that I'll be guaranteed a spot. When he goes and goes to his favorite restaurant or whatever, or he wants to eat food at your place, now it's like, oh, I know that I'll be taken care of when I go there because I made a connection with this person. It's even as trivial as that, okay? For empaths, we're going to tend to shy away from showing up and having that fear of being seen because it's like you feel the emotions of what it is that you're going through. And it does feel overwhelming because when you are putting something out there in the space of the internet, everybody is seeing you. There are so many energies that you are being exposed to in this, on this, you know, having any sort of platform. And it's a lot. What people are going to send your way. Because when you have a platform, you are opening yourself up to ridicule and criticism. That comes with the territory. It honestly does. It doesn't feel any easier to endure, but that's what happens. Can't tell you how many times. Luckily, it's not many. But listen, I have definitely experienced my fair share of the internet feeling like it was against me. You know, and I know like our perception is our reality, but when you were going through something, you know, it kind of reminds me of when I was in 10th grade and it was just like the worst year ever. Like I was dating this guy who was like super like horrible. You know, I kind of told you guys a story in the past before where, you know, my parents told me, hey, we don't think he's good for you. Break up with him. I did. He got super angry about it. And he started this like hate campaign for an entire year. And it was like this group effort where, and I don't know why these types of experiences like are so unique to me, where like I've experienced like hate campaigns like in my life. Like, I guess we all just have our thing, right? I don't know. I guess I'm really fascinating. So he was just such, like, he was bullying me on the internet. He'd be posting like photos of me and like just like saying all types of ludicrous things about me, like just so mean. And it was just, it created this like anxiety in me where even at that point in my life, at like what, 15, 16, it was so difficult to even like want to go to school because I felt like I didn't know outside of my immediate friend group who to trust. I mean, one time there was this girl that told him that I was at the library at a certain time when I wasn't even in school that day. And it was one of those things, like, you know how kids are. Kids are, they're very mean. They can be very jealous, things like that. And it was one of those situations where it's like all the guys liked me and all of the girls liked him. He was new coming to my school. And so we were the like couple and a lot of people didn't like that. And so they were very much willing because he was just like the guy that everyone wanted to be liked by. And they would just like bend the, like, I don't know, they would do anything for him. Like he would just have people stalking me and telling him where I was and the time that I was there, all these different things. And people for the most part would just make up things. But drama has never been something that I've been a fan of. And it never fails to amaze me how many people love to engage in it. Okay. No matter how grown you may be, no matter how young you may be, a lot of people really do enjoy drama because it's exciting for them. Something in them thrives off of, you know, being mean on the internet and whatever the case is. You guys are picking up what I'm laying down. But again, lastly, so like I said, it's introverts that are prone to this, empaths, and of course, highly sensitive people. And highly sensitive people, they can sometimes feel like it takes too much energy. So it feels draining to them to show up in an online space. And this is where I start talking about the spiritual aspect of things, because in my perspective, you have to be armored up because of the fact that you are really exposing yourself, like I said, to so many different energies whenever you upload things. You know, the interesting thing is when I first started my channel, I always used to pray before I filmed. And then I just got to a point where like life was lifing for me and I was going through a lot of like bullying, harassment, like spiritual warfare stuff. And I didn't realize it at the time. And I kind of just fell off of doing that. And that's where you kind of lose like your power source, because you become an open, you know, field for whatever's going to come your way. And I think it's so important if you are someone that is an entrepreneur, if you are a solopreneur, that you learn to take up space. Listen, when you have a fear of being seen, it's going to look like, you know, maybe believing like, oh, I look stupid. I feel like I'm not believable on camera, or feeling like you're not as authentic as you want to come across, or worrying that you're just not going to look good enough. Maybe physically, even you don't like your voice. Like that's like a very common thing too. When people are in the business of having to hear their own voice over and over again, it's like, oh my God, it sounds so annoying. I don't like my voice. And you start to nitpick at all these different things about yourself that you never really discovered before. And this is going to send you down a spiral of negativity and self-doubt. And then comes the imposter syndrome. So first, and this is why spirits are very real. You know, fear is a spirit. Okay. Everything is spiritual. So if you have that spirit of fear, you don't want to show up. You don't. Now, next, the cousin imposter syndrome is going to come along. Hey, hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. They're going to come along and it's going to be like, okay, now I feel like, are people really believing what it is that I'm laying down? Do I feel like I sound very stupid when I just said that? I don't really know everything. So why do I even have to bother? Like, you just feel so silly for literally just being yourself and for talking about very educational perspectives. And that was definitely me at a point in time because of what I was experiencing. It was making me question myself, where I was just like, oh, I don't want to come across as this way or da da da. And that's why I even made my video on taking your power back when I did, because it is so important to reclaim that and to speak over yourself, because there's a lot of people speaking on you and never to you. They can say a lot of things behind your back, but they can never say it to your face. It's very interesting how that goes. Now, again, having this fear of being seen is going to give you that analysis paralysis. You record a video and you're sitting on that video for a month. It's never good enough. Oh, you edited it once. You sleep on it. You wake up again. Oh, scrap the whole thing. I literally don't even like anything about it. When there very well might not be much wrong with the video. You just are just overwhelmed with everything about yourself. Listen, I've scrapped videos myself within good reason, in my opinion. I'll have my team look at it and they'll be honest with me and let me know what they think. It happens. However, you want to make sure that you are taking up space. Don't let people run you away from your purpose. Don't ever let anybody run you away from your purpose, what you are destined to do, because people will do that. People will say things about you. They will lie on you. They will drag you through the mud and they will leave you feeling like, oh, I don't want to take up space in this time. I want to just let things die down. No. You do what you want to do because that's your purpose. Nobody is God, okay? They cannot dictate to you what you can and cannot be doing. That's not how it goes, babe. That's really not how it goes, okay? So how you stand in your power is you say, listen, I'm going to show up anyway, okay? Otherwise, you know, and the interesting thing about this is you don't realize the impact of not showing up like you were called to, because somebody needs to hear your message. And you're not going to be able to get your message out there if you're worried about all of these other things. And I'm not deducing your feelings in any capacity, but what I am saying is all the greatness that you have inside you, imagine if, I'm just going to throw this out there just for a name. Imagine if Beyonce just decided to never sing. Hey, we wouldn't have, say my name. We wouldn't have, you know, tell me what you think about me. No. Like we wouldn't have had Destiny's Child. We wouldn't have had Beyonce just being Beyonce. We wouldn't have had any of that. Imagine if anyone that is great in life, they just decided, nah. And that's the thing. We all have choice power. And with great callings come great responsibilities. It comes great trials and tribulations. People are going to try you. They are very much going to try you. And the thing about these types of attacks, because that spirit of the fear of being seen, okay, it's going to literally erode at every fiber of your being. Because what does the enemy want to do? He wants to attack your mind, make you think, I'm not good enough. This is so stupid. Why should anybody care about what it is that I have to say? I mean, I don't know everything. So like, what makes me an expert? I don't really think that I really should be talking about this. And does so-and-so really like me? Oh my God. No one really even watches me like that anyway. I'm just going to give up. No. Planting all these lies, because that's what they are, lies from the pits, that you can't do these things. That is not true. That is not true at all. And when you are in a vulnerable place where you are susceptible to listening to these things, and instead of bouncing off of you, they are getting absorbed into you, it's going to affect how you are. It's going to affect how you perform. It's going to give you low self-esteem. It's going to remove your confidence, you know? And now you have no sort of will to even show up with the very thing you're supposed to do. I remember I speak for a living and I didn't even want to speak. I love being on video. I'm not like a picture girl. I'm more like a video girl. And I didn't want to be videoed. Like I didn't want to be seen. I just wanted to disappear. And I'm so certain that many of you have experienced that in your life. Maybe you have a leadership role. Maybe you're like a corporate girly. And you have a leadership role and you're scared and you're mousing around. Let me tell you this, don't miss your opportunity. I know I always say things like what's for you is never going to miss you, but sometimes we do have the ability to change our destinies. And sometimes door is going to come where we have to knock so we can open it. And sometimes we may be too late. There is very much a such thing as that happening. You will have missed opportunities. You won't be able to pursue other opportunities. That was another thing that I went through. I would get all these great opportunities that would come my way. And I just didn't take any of them. I didn't. And at the end of the day, like, you know, no one wants to step into their office and have this perpetual anxiety. Like there's this toxic work environment. Because a bully or, you know, people are conspiring against you to make you feel like you don't belong, whatever the source is. Or if you are someone that has had just in general low self-esteem, if you don't value yourself, you're going to feel like others are viewing you the same way. Our perception is our reality. So if you don't think that you're worthy of any of these things, then you're obviously going to think, well, why would anybody else either? And at the time where I was even thinking, you know, some of these thoughts of like, oh, who cares? That was me dismissing myself. Oh, who really cares really what you have to say, Aisha? And I realized like after doing all the healing, praying, and connecting to my faith that I have done, I've realized the importance of putting on the whole armor, okay? I've realized the significance in prayer works because people, this is another thing, people will try and pray against you. That's very much a thing. People will try and speak against you. Even if it's not even prayer specifically, but it's speaking words, and words do cast spells. I want to be very clear here. They do cast spells. This is why gossiping is not good, because you're speaking negatively on someone else. You know, this is why being opinionated, in my opinion, is kind of senseless, especially when it's done so, you know, exaggerated. What's the word I'm looking for? When it's done excessively. Because I cannot pay my bills with that little opinion of yours. I cannot do anything with it. So you can keep that to yourself. This is going to also eventually impact your mental health. You're going to be more depressed, more anxiety ridden. You're going to have more mental health issues. Because if you are someone that is a creative, more than likely, you need to get creating. Otherwise, that energy is like stuck and it's stagnant and it doesn't move. You have to pay attention to these types of things, especially when you are very vulnerable and susceptible. You're in a transformative space in your life where pay attention to how you're being attacked. Pay attention to it because it's not just by happenstance. It's going to be the very thing that is tied to your purpose. And a lot of the times that gets revealed through the pain. So if you're not showing up in the spaces that you are destined to be a part of and be in, what are you going to do with your life? What's going to happen? What is the outcome going to be if you just say, oh, I give up. I'm not going to do it. And let me tell you, I've had those very thoughts myself. Astonishing. Me looking back now and even thinking that I've ever had those thoughts is so sad. So sad to me. So sad that like life and different circumstances, different people can really just, you can allow them to really erode at the fabric of your being. And it's relentless. It truly is. But like that saying says, and I don't know where it's from, if you aim for me, you better kill me. Because if you wound me, I will come up and I will bury you. End of story. I don't remember where that's from, but I'm talking figuratively, of course. I want to be very clear. That's my opinion on that. You need to make sure that, listen, when you rise from the ashes like a phoenix, you're here to stay and ain't nobody telling you what you're going to do, what your limitations are. And that's, I'm noticing a theme too on TikTok, all these different things talking about friendships and who's your real friend, all these different things. At the end of the day, yes, it is true. Little sidebar here. If you are somebody that has any apprehension, because we monitoring spirits, have we heard of that? Okay, cool. Monitoring spirits where people like to just view you just to have something to say about you or view you because they just want to be in the know of what you're doing. People like to, exist in your orbit, but they don't contribute anything happy to it. They're not actually happy for you. They're watching you. They're seething in their homes. You know, well, you know, who does she think she is? Oh my gosh, why does she talk like that? Oh, she thinks she's better. Ooh, she copied me. Ooh, da, da, da. Shut up. Shut up. It is in your head. You're delusional. Okay. Talk about fear being seen. Talk about, we should have like the fear of being actually that type of delusional. Like that is ridiculous to me. And you guys know how I feel about the term delusional anyways. I don't like that term. I associate that with something negative. So I never jumped on that bandwagon using that word of be delusional. I don't think we should be delusional. We should just have faith. End of story. Now, I want to get into ways to manage this, okay? Because I don't want any of you to make the error. It was an error because everything happens for a reason. Hindsight is 2020, where you stop showing up in the space that you need to. If you want to start that business, you need to start that business. Okay. It's amazing the things that we actually do end up mustering the courage for, but where it really should matter and count as it contributes to our happiness long term and it's connected to our purpose, it is such a fight. It is such a fight, and it's because it is that important. Nothing worth having is going to come, you know, without trials and tribulations sometimes. That's just how life goes. Now, I want you guys to tell yourself, it is safe for you to be seen, okay? Fear tends to trigger this primal instinct that feels like our livelihood is essentially at risk. Oh my God, if I post this video, oh my gosh, like I don't want to know what everyone's going to say about me. I don't know what their opinion's going to be about me. Oh, I don't want any negative comments of people saying, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. And it can bring up a lot of past traumas for you because your nervous system isn't regulated where you have this anxiety-ridden feeling. And I'm speaking from experience. I used to get so much anxiety when I would like upload to YouTube because I just wasn't sure like how it was going to go. I want you to take baby steps in showing up and being visible, all right? Even if that looks like posting a quote, maybe posting a photo of yourself, maybe posting a poll to get feedback from your audience. I'm speaking for online people from experience. I don't really know too much about corporate or anything, but applying these little things will get you comfortable because you know what's, you know what I want to let you guys know, spoiler alert, the only way out is through, baby. The only way out is through. There is no world, let me cut to the chase, where you can mousy, mousy, mouse your way around and expect the outcome to be what it should be. You got to get refined like a diamond. You're going to have to go through the fire. I'm sorry. That's the end of the story. And you're going to turn out better for it. When I was going through all the things that I was going through that caused me to have a fear of being seen, of course I felt like, are you sick? No way. Like, I did not do anything to warrant this level of hatred, like insanity, you know, at the level I was experiencing. This is not even sensible in any capacity. And I remember, like, my parents would always comfort me and all these different things. And it's like, I remember my dad, like, I remember the first time I received like a hate comment when I first started my channel. And I remember it was like the week of Christmas. And like, somebody was saying I looked like a potato head or something. And like, that's a lighthearted like example. But I just remember thinking to myself, like, okay, whatever, like they're just grumpy because it's Christmas. And then I remember getting another comment where like some girl was pretending like she knew me and writing on my like comment section saying like all types of lies. And then I didn't catch it at the time. So it started snowballing where like people were like asking me to tell some story about something. And I had no idea what they were talking about. And at this point, I don't even remember. The point is that this is gonna happen, especially if you wanna show up within this space. And to be very fair and honest, being a solopreneur, being an entrepreneur in these days is really difficult to do without having some sort of online presence because of the vast reach that online, showing up in an online space gives you, that sometimes word of mouth just really, it cannot reach that far. Okay. So like I said, you want to take baby steps in being visible. I want you to also remember you are in control of what it is that you are sharing. All right. It doesn't mean you have to share every little detail about your life. Listen, I am transparent with the things I want to be transparent about and vulnerable with the things I want to be vulnerable about. But by no means do you guys know anything that deep about my life. That is the honest truth. You just don't. That's not what my platform is built on. I will share stories here and there. I have in the past dating experience. However, I would never start to go into, you know, every single thing about my life just because I've always had the understanding that I don't want that to be, I don't want to set that tone to where my audience is demanding and expecting that from me. Everybody has a different level, a different audience. And for me, you guys think like me. It's not everything is super necessary to you. I'm sure you think the same. So I've never built my platform in that type of way. But you are absolutely in control of what it is that you are sharing. So it's really important. Like, I like this quote that I saw where it says, you want to share from the scar and not the wound. And I love that quote because if it's something that you're in the middle of, you might not be ready to share it. Instead, if you wait until time has passed and that you are more healed from the situation, you can talk about what you went through and extract the lessons from it. So you're able to have a point of, this is what I learned. This is what I reflected on. Now, again, fear of being seen. If you don't want to show up in these spaces, then how can you ever get this message across to people? How can you ever grow your business? How many times are people going to tell you that they see you doing this, they see you doing that, and you're just like, you just become the person of potential? I got tired of hearing that myself, if I'm really being frank with you. Everyone sees me as being great, all these different things. And I know that I'm great. I know I'm destined for great things. I do. I just got tired of hearing about it after a while, like in the best way. Like, I'm so grateful that people see what I feel, right? I am. But I just got tired of feeling like I wasn't doing everything that I could for myself. All right. I want you to believe in your vision more than you are succumbing to fear. All right. When you started your business or the business you want to start, I'm sure that it stems from wanting to make a positive impact, wanting to make a difference, wanting to solve a problem. So you can reconnect to your why. Why did you start? This is so powerful, because I had to ask myself that question a bunch of times. If I don't share the message that I know I'm destined to, and I don't show up in the space where and take up space, then what's going to happen? What's going to change? What are we going to do with it? Nothing changes if nothing changes. What do you believe is possible for your business? Your perception is your reality. Next, I want you to remind yourself that you are valuable no matter what. No matter what people say about you, no matter what people's reaction is. And I know that this is easier said than done, because let me tell you something. When certain negative comments come, baby, they do hurt. Okay? They absolutely do hurt. After a while, I'm not going to lie, it's a rite of passage. You get pretty used to it. But I will tell you this, that many of our fears tend to be unfounded or even future oriented. That's honestly the truth. Now, if this is something that stems from past trauma from you, you have to know you are valuable no matter what it is that someone's going to criticize. Everything is spiritual. You're going to think to yourself, how does this person know to attack this? I mean, seriously, I didn't just fix my wigs. And the first comment I get is, why is your wig so close to your eyebrows? I'm like, girl, I didn't change my stylist now. I didn't fix the problem. And I guess I put it on wrong that day. And I guess you had to take it there. It is what it is. That was just an example. But people just, it's so spiritual. People just know what to attack depending on the person. And depending on how you respond, people are going to be feeding off of that. People can see desperation just like they can see insecurity in people. They know who's going to be reactive. Two things. People can sniff it out. I pay people in dust. That's what I do. You have to know that when you're practicing detachment from the external results in your business, and I'm speaking from a perspective of not letting people ridicule you, think about all the successful people in life. Please post, okay? I saw something on Instagram where this guy was saying, you post too much, people think you're annoying. You post too little, people are like, oh, I didn't know about your business. I've never heard of it. You never post your business, so how do you expect to get anywhere? You like, post what it is that you need to post, because people are going to have something to say about you regardless of whatever it is that you do. Okay. People that are going to be judgmental and make you feel like you're less than, they're already down here. Like I always say, number one never worries about number two. You can't bring someone down if you don't already believe that you are beneath them. You see how that works? And lastly, I want you to keep your perspective. It is common to feel so paralyzed by fear and wondering and caring about what other people are going to think, because arguably it is your job on the internet to be liked to a certain degree, because that's what's going to show you that, oh, it's working, right? Like you have an audience, you have like a site on the internet where people are like-minded. But it's important to remember that every single person on the planet has their own stuff going on, and they likely aren't thinking about you as much as you may think. And even if they are, so what? Are you going to let people's opinions stand in the way of achieving what you want? Are you going to let people's opinions stand in the way of you achieving what you want? I don't think so. I don't think so. Not in this vortex. You need to learn how to just reclaim your power and show up powerfully. And I always tell you guys, your power is in your present moment. So the next time you have this fear of being seen, come back to this podcast episode. And I want you to remind yourself, pick yourself up. Girl, get up. Like Sarah Jake said. And remind yourself that you are more capable than you think, that your perspective is going to be, your perception is going to be your reality, that you absolutely are more than capable of doing the things that you are destined to do. It doesn't matter about the noise. It doesn't matter what other people are thinking about you. The more comfortable you are with yourself, you should only be interested in meeting people that are literally okay with you showing up as yourself. There's no upward battle, constantly having to explain yourself, constantly having to reassure. There is no none of that. It just flows and it goes. And I want you to remember that. So that is the end of this podcast episode. Angels, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for those that are tuning in on YouTube for the little highlights that we put together. With that being said, I love you and God loves you. And I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.